never been better.
So good, it's a sin.
But it's time for a decision.
Is it me or him?
Before you make your mind up, hear me. I just want you to see things clearly.
This should be about love, not money.
Don't let them try to take you from me. I don't wanna have to apologize. I don't wanna feel I've been penalized. Just cause I can drive in a better car, live in a bigger house, just like a superstar. He says that I can only give you material things, but that's not true. You see, my heart is rich with love for you. Don't let them make you doubt my love for you. Yeah, baby. I work hard for my money.
No one gave it to me.
But some fools think the deeper the pocket,
the smaller the heart will be.
Not true. I'm only trying to share me with you. Look at all the loving we do.
Find the meaning in the words I'm saying.
I'm not just another player playing. I don't wanna have to apologize. And I don't appreciate being criticized.
For who I am.
Just cause I can buy you a lot of things or take you any place. That's just what money brings. He wants you to believe that I'm trying to buy your love, cause that's what he would do. He thinks since he's a man with nothing, that he's got better love for you. No way. Tell him now, let him go. I can no longer be yours. Tell him how you feel about me. I can't keep standing on the side and let him fill your mind with lies about me. Leave him with his fallacies. I don't care what bull he believes. Tell him that enough is enough. Just don't return a disbeliever. You've always been a willing receiver of my love. I don't think I have to apologize.
That's all Luther Vandross, Apologize. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Thursday. Today is Thursday, April 25th. Today's topic is going to be about Apologize. Oh, I miss Luther. They don't make music like that no more. Music that has a synonymous feeling about different encounters that you go through, especially being in love with somebody or just loving people, period. You know, go on YouTube, wherever you listen to your music at, and listen to Luther Vandross. It'll put you in a different state and make you think about different decisions that you are making in life. It makes you think about a lot of stuff. Tyrone Davis, Marvin Sees, all those great, late, great musician people, they were just telling stories about different experiences that they had in life about love. And I'm not saying that the music nowadays don't talk about those type of things, but it seems like it carries no value because everybody else is, they don't even really sing about love anymore. With certain things, it's always something dealing with sex, something dealing with getting over on somebody, something dealing with demoting each other. It's not really telling a story, and I just hate that. Life Jennings, Jaheim, they're still around now. I just hope they get the energy to come out with some more music that tells stories about love and relationships and just different things that people go through on a day-to-day basis. That's just something for you guys to think about. A lot of this music nowadays, it just really carries not much of a value, especially if you are, you know, have a sound mind and understanding about love and life. But today's podcast is more about to the point of apologizing. See, those cats back in the day, and the women, you know what I'm saying? Like, they talked about stuff, hurt and stuff that they went through. And they talked about love and how they did certain things. And they talked about bad things as well. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of times when they realized that they did wrong in relationships and stuff like that, they apologized through song and in reference to the person, and it had a more emotional feeling because people put more thought in the point. Just think about it. If somebody's sitting down and they done wrote a song about how they realized how bad they hurt you, and they wrote a song about it, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, music is just spirit to the ear, spirit to all of us with a lot of different things. You know, music puts us in different places. So with that being said, like, a lot of people apologize through their music. Nowadays, I don't even know if they make music that talks about apology. I don't know, you know, hey, if you know some songs that it talks about, probably country music do that. And then, like, even some of the country music nowadays, it's always, I think I heard a song not too long ago called Fuck You Bitch. Like, I said, this is country? Like, what happened to us? We're just so lost, y'all. You know, go back and listen to some old school music. But knowing how to apologize when you are wrong in a relationship, or just apologizing just verbatim, just understanding, acknowledging that you have done something wrong and you want to apologize. Now, I always say that apologies change behavior, and we all must go by that. Just because a person tell you I'm sorry doesn't mean that they really apologize. A lot of times when people tell you they're sorry, they apologize, they're sorry that they got caught. A lot of times they don't think about stuff like that. I was telling my husband that the other day or whatever. Like, I'm a firm believer within the point of, you know, trying to keep the peace with certain stuff or whatever the case may be. And I be telling my husband all the time, I said, you never apologize or whatever. And his way of apology is by doing something nice for me. But don't go do the same thing that you did before within the situation. And we both have to work on that when it comes down to that. Me, I catch myself if I lash out at him about certain stuff. I had to call my brother the other day because I could be very vulgar when it comes down to understanding, especially when it comes down to business. And my husband was like, you know, I lashed out at him, and he was like, how you say things or how you do things. And I'm the type of person is, I like to get things done. When you're in a relationship, and this just some food for thought for anybody that's in a relationship. When you're trying to get things done, and you're especially within the point of you're working on your business, or even you're working on that relationship or whatever that you have going on, you and your partner should be working on that foundation. You should take your emotion out of trying to fix something, because a lot of times when we don't take our emotion, or we don't manage our emotion and how to fix something, that's whenever you can't fix a problem. You can't fix a problem within the point of emotion when it's something that is structural that you got to do, you know, within that. But that's just food for thought for you all. But what are some things that you do that you recognize that you don't do or you should do when it gets to the point of apologizing? That's change behavior. Don't do the things that you did before. Acknowledge, first of all, you got to acknowledge that you were wrong, or whatever the case may be. And some people say, well, hey, I just, you know, just do it because I apologize, and or I change my behavior sarcastically. Listen, that's not the way to do that, because guess what? You are causing more hurt than good when it comes down to those type of things. And then, like, who's supposed to be apologized to? Everybody. I don't care who it is, even down to a dog or an animal. Whatever the case may be, anything that has human life needs apology. And with that being said, like, a lot of us, we get so caught up in the realm of doing things because it fits at that particular moment. But a lot of times it don't work that way, because guess what? The other person that you have hurt or whatever, they got to carry that hurt on throughout the process, and they're still thinking about it. I can remember yesterday we was coming to go to a motel, and my husband had brought up something that happened like 3 or 4 months ago, whatever the case may be. And I'm still not healed from it. And I don't understand the whole situation. I try not to talk about it because the simple fact is, and don't get me wrong, yes, you do. It's the best thing to do is to talk about certain situations, but you got to allow some people to be mature within the situation. And a lot of times, don't get me wrong, a lot of times you won't be able to receive an apology because a person, sometimes they don't acknowledge that they're wrong. They just continue to do the same thing over and over again and think that it's okay when it comes down to that. Case in point, like, you know, you don't want to take sides with certain people in different situations. You want to do what's right. You want to do what's right, regardless of what, regardless if it's your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your auntie, your uncle, your local business person, person that you're working for, whatever. At the end of the day, if you do what's right, that's going to carry more structure and that's going to carry more understanding than it's take sides. And I'm the type of person, I don't like to take sides. Me and my brothers, and we bump heads with stuff like that because the simple fact is, yeah, they're my brothers. I love them and I don't want nothing to happen to them. But at the same time, I'm not going to take their side if they're doing something wrong. They just know that. That's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Even down to my sons or whatever. When they were coming up, they know that their mama's not going to, I always look at them because they're black boys, they're black men, they grew up to be black men or whatever the case may be. And we living in a country where that you get judged by the color of your skin. And I'm a dark skinned woman. So when it comes down, and I always used to tell that my baby boy, he's a little kind of brown skinned, you know, kind of like his dad or whatever the case may be. But that's still new here or there. He's still a black person. So when it comes down to somebody trying to measure you or judge you about whatever situation, the first thing and the foremost thing I always teach my sons, that the first thing is that you're black first. You're black first. You're black because that's the color of your skin. Not because the point that, hey, you're carrying on the name, such and such, this and that. You're black first because they can destroy you. They'll do things to you and they will destroy you within that whole spectrum of life. It don't even give you an opportunity. It's like a lot of times in this country, black people are guilty before proven innocent. And that's a long line of so many different things that has happened within that situation. So I always tell them that, hey, listen. And my boys just always get upset. Mom, it's like you always taking somebody else's side. No, I'm taking to the point of what's right when it comes down to certain things. And you got to be able to measure yourself onto the point of the spectrum of the environment that you're in. And that's just something to think about. A lot of people say, well, hey, you know, we got to do what's right. But a lot of people don't went to prison. They've been in jail. They've been falsely accused. They don't carry out sentences. They don't even die behind the point just because the simple fact is they wasn't judged correctly. So you have to sit, adjust, and do accordingly. But when it comes down to certain things, you know what I'm saying? That's just what black people have to endure. But, that's neither here nor there when it comes down to an apology. I used to always tell them, the best thing for you to do is to apologize, because the simple fact is that sometimes you put yourself in situations that you shouldn't be in. Being in the wrong place at the wrong time or whatever the case may be. And that could be anybody or whatever. They were coming up and they were with the young boys and they used to be playing, fighting, and then somebody get to doing this and that, and people want to take sides, their parents. And other boys' mom, they was always, they know, hey, I'm a pretty good sized woman. You come over here, you're going to get your damn neck broke behind some foolishness whenever it comes down to the point of my boys. But I always like to rationalize things and sit people down to try to talk about certain stuff. And you carry on to the point of having more respect when it comes down to that. But that's neither here nor there, you know what I'm saying? And I always try to create a safe environment for my boys and other kids that was around in the area, so they understand that, hey, listen, fighting is not always the answer. And that's what a lot of us as black people have got lost within that. We have built up so much anger on the inside with certain things or different situations, relationships, been hurt over and over again without being healed from one situation or one relationship to the next. And then we carry it on and then we lash out to other people because the simple fact is they have came into our space and not knowing or thinking about, hey, listen, I don't know what this person is going through or what they've been through or what experience they have or what they haven't been apologized to. And whenever that change behavior is not there and they see a familiar behavior, then they get to the point, hey, guess what? You done put yourself in a worse predicament than you already in. That's just something for you guys to think about. What are some things that you do? Buying flowers, giving foot rubs, doing certain things, just changing or whatever. Those are just perks of it. Sending I love you texts, acknowledging that you're wrong is the most important thing, because when you acknowledge you are wrong, then that's working on you. That's working on the inside of you and what you decide that you're going to do, or the next decision that you're going to make. Apologize. It's okay to apologize. It doesn't make you feel, it shouldn't make you feel that you're inferior, that you're less than to apologize. For the most part, it should make you feel like that you on top of the world. Hey, listen, I acknowledge that I did wrong, because we are by nature to the point of always trying to defend ourselves. A lot of people say it's a fight or flight situation, but and it could be, but a lot of times we got to realize that accountability is the best thing for us. Everybody have a narcissistic behavior pattern at some point, but some people have it a little bit more stronger than others. And the ones that have it more stronger than others, they have no regards to themselves or other people's situation or how they feel. So with that being said, it's like kind of hard to allow them to seek some type of understanding. They won't even apologize. I know people that have done things to me in the past that wasn't willing to apologize, and they just go on and on and on. They keep doing the same thing over and over again. I'm like, God damn, you got to be tired of this type of stuff. You shouldn't be still doing that. With me, how I guard myself with them, I just don't fool with them. And I suggest that you do the same thing as well, because I'm telling you, when it gets down to people that are not willing to change their behavior, you got to always going to know that they're not even trying. They're not willing to apologize. They're going to just get to the point of latching on to like a chameleon, you know what I'm saying? Like a lizard, how it goes to the point of it changing, it adapt to the next situation, the next pawn, on finding the next victim to be able to go. And that's crazy within that, because guess what? I want to be able to be vibrant. I want to be able to be free, and I want to be able for people to be able to judge me correctly, not because the simple fact is that I don't have enough cool, that I'm so bullheaded and I'm so set in my ways that I can't change my behavior or whatever the case may be. It's just crazy what that is within there. Be willing to apologize. Be willing to accept that you are wrong at some point of time in your life, because life is too short to be going around just carrying that excess baggage. Because guess what? Whenever somebody else does something to you again that is familiarized with it, that's, we're going to carry that on, and then we're going to lash out, and then we got to apologize again. So how you can stop that is by acknowledging that you're wrong the first time, so you can be able to know how to react to it whenever that same type of situation come along again. That's just life, period. A lot of us don't know how to apologize. Apologize to your children. Apologize to your people that's at work. It's just so many different things that you can do. I can remember I had got into an argument when I was dating women. The girl that I was dating, her sister, she was just like so gung-ho. It seemed like her sister was, the girl that I was dating at that particular time, she was like, seemed like she was having the time of her life. We was having a good time. And with that being said, her sister always had something negative to say, Now, it got to the point that it was just, to me, it was a fight or flight. I was trying to get to the point of protecting myself. And so I had to, I did something that was really, really wrong by going off and saying something that her sister had told me that was a deep, dark secret that nobody else, I'm pretty sure other people knew, but it wasn't like everybody in the world knew, because then like when she was commenting and she had said something on social media or whatever, she had went below the belt. So I said, well, hey, I'm like the late, great Eric Mays. I'm going to go lower. I went, and I regret that to this day. And I still suffer from it, because the simple fact is that I hurt somebody, and I don't know how bad I hurt them within doing that type of thing. So, like, sometimes, like, you have so much remorse. When you apologize to somebody and you've done something, you change your behavior, then you don't go and do that again. That's just plain and simple as that. You just don't do the same thing over and over again. Because how can you learn from something or whatever the case may be? And I still feel regret that I did that or whatever the case may be. I'm not saying that what she did and what she said wasn't regretful, but I'm not worrying about her. I'm talking about me and how I feel and what I have going on in life. See, like, a lot of times we got to stand our ground when it comes down to the point that, hey, we're wrong. And not standing our ground to say, hey, listen, we don't need to change. Standing our ground to the point that, hey, listen, I'm wrong and I need to change and I need to do better. They're just plain as simple as that. Knowing how to apologize, buying gifts, sending sweet texts and stuff like that, those are perks of it. But your behavior should change. You should continue to do the same thing that you've done before and expect for that person to feel like that you, and you expect for that person to forgive you, because that's not how life works. Like, we're emotional creatures. That's male and female. And sometimes women, we carry on things a little bit longer than others. Like, some men I can know, like even my husband now, he's more of an emotional cat. He don't get to the point that if I say something to him, he's going to care. He's going to hold it or whatever the case may be. He ain't going to still be thinking about it. And I'm not saying that other people don't do that as well as men. But at the same time, you have to be mindful of what you do and what you say to people, because the simple fact is, sometimes apology is not enough. Sometimes apology is not enough. You got to think about that. Sometimes apologies are not enough. And when it's not enough, a lot of people say, well, hey, I apologize and I don't do that no more. And it's just still up to them. You can't sit back and say how a person's supposed to react to the pain that you put on them. That's just plain and simple. I don't know who needs to hear that or what needs to hear that. A lot of us need to hear that, especially in the Black community. We are so quick to sympathize with somebody else's and their culture and what they got going on. But when it's with us, we nail ourselves to the cross. We throw ourselves away. We don't think about that. We don't think about that. I could say 1,000 times over how many people don't think about the point that, listen, they ain't even had to go to that extreme. You don't know how extremely that person hurt that person before. That's just something for you to think about. Just because somebody slapped you and you slapped them back doesn't mean that that slap felt the same. Y'all need to start getting on to the point of things like that. That's why we should be thinking 2 or 3 times before we make a decision. Because a lot of times when we do stuff, actions, we can't take actions back. Words, we can't take those words back. We have to be mindful of what we say to one another and how we treat each other. That's just something for you guys to think about. What are some things that you need to do to, in order to apologize in your life? Having uncomfortable conversations with people. Having uncomfortable conversation with people. I can say that so many different times within the situation, because a lot of times some people, they're not ready to talk about it. Maybe they don't, whatever. Like I was telling my husband yesterday, it was something that he had brought up. And I said, hey, listen, I don't want to put no bad spirit within that, because the simple fact is within us, because I'm not ready to talk about it. And you have to be okay and accept that person's boundaries and how they feel. That's just life, period. Be willing to apologize. Be willing to accept an apology. Be willing to accept a person's changed behavior. If a person is no longer doing the things that they do before, be willing to accept it. Accept that. Don't go to the point, well, hey, they did this to me back then, or whatever the case may be. Start acknowledging, hey, listen, this person is no longer doing things to try to hurt me or anybody else, and not even themselves. That's just plain and simple. That's life, period. Be willing to apologize. Life too short to be carrying on so much hurt and pain from one generation to the next, or whatever the case may be. We make a good decision, a good sound, and learn from our mistakes the first time. We won't have to worry about repeating the cycle over and over again. Apology is something that's good. Be willing to apologize. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Thursday, talking to you about apology. It's okay to apologize. And it's okay to receive an apology. Y'all have a good day. I don't want to feel like I'm penalized. Doesn't bother me when he thinks I stand. I'm being not yourself, just doing what I can. He thinks I want you with materiality, but honey, you know that's not so. And even if he understood me,
It's simply time for him to go, so let him go. I don't want to change you because I'm in love with
who you are.
I don't want to apologize for this.
Superstar.
Haven't I proven I'm here for you? What am I guilty of? What did or didn't I do? Maybe I can't be myself with somebody who believes such things are true. I'm losing self-respect from trying. I'm losing my desire to. I can't do it. I don't wanna have to apologize.
Or have a day.
I don't wanna feel I've been penalized.
For who I am.
Just cause I can buy you a lot of things or take you any place. That's just what money brings. He wants you to believe that I'm trying.